of Nachum Goldstein, Nitziv HaTorah, 31.
Chapter Hey, Perikei Bentiv HaTorah. Last time we spoke about the importance of... Yes? Okay. We spoke... You are joining us? Okay. To leave that open or you are coming? Okay, so what we said was that we must keep there is connection between keeping the memory of the Torah and our life. Yes, because the Torah is similar to a bird, which is running away if you are not catching that properly. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu made that. I told you last time that there was difference between Luchot Rishonot and Luchot Achronot. Luchot Rishonot, person is learning, but he may forget. Luchot Shnuyot, no, the opposite. Luchot Rishonot, person, if we would accept that, Shechecha, forever, remembering forever, no. Yes, not forgetting. But what happened was that they made the golden calf, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave different type of luchot, which that means, it's, on Chazal it says that Adam lomed v'mshakech. So, on everything which we see on the world, we can see two sides. Yes, let's say if I'm filling a cup of water, just till the half, I will ask you, what do you see? Huh? One might see half empty, another one might see half full. So that depends on us how we should treat that. We should search for the positive. So the positive point was that we are making effort in order to remember, and then that influences us, because as we learned on the previous chapters, the Torah cannot be kinyan of us without effort. Yes, that's why we are not saying to learn Torah. To be busy, to work, and the reward is on the effort, not for the Israeli learning. So let's say, I will say that in dramatic way. Baal Tshuva that is struggling for Daf of Gemore, and Yeshiva Bocher from Ponivish, that because of his experience reading that easily, the Baal Tshuva will get double reward because of his efforts that he made to understand that. Okay. By the way, I got to remember, so maybe I have to say that on last Parsha Shavua we learned that Am Yisrael complained when they were almost coming into Eretz Yisrael. Nafshenu katza baderech ובלחם הקלוקל. So what they mean לחם קלוקל? The man. So Chazal explained that what was complaining about, that they said this man, it coming into the body but doesn't come out. Yes, that's not like other food. Yes, so so Chofetz Chaim is asking. By the way, okay, that's already 40 years. What's the big deal now that you suddenly got remembered? Why I'm not? I don't have to go to toilet. What's the problem? So he's explaining. Chazal are saying they were afraid sheitpach that will be becoming blowing into our stomach. Yes, like a bomb. Okay. So, okay, that's also a question. Yesterday, 2 days before, 4 days ago, a week ago, month ago, 2 years ago, nothing happened. So why are you worried? So the answer is that they understood that this food is like connected to the spiritual level. If someone who is very tzaddik, so he's coming out of his tent on the right side, oh, good morning, thank you Hashem, coming in, and everything okay, starting to prepare his breakfast. But if someone wasn't tzaddik, wasn't making sin or something, so he has to walk and to find 2 meters, 5 meters, sometimes 100 meters, And it's not so pleasant, yes, because the neighbor is looking at him. The neighbor is looking at him, why he has to go so much, so long, so far away, yes? So they were afraid. What may happen tomorrow if we will make once again sins? So now the Kodesh Baruch Hu took from us Be'er Miriam. So maybe we made something wrong. So maybe that also will damage us. Yes, mm-hmm. So everything came together. So the Chofetz Chaim is saying, by why the Kodesh Baruch Hu made it? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted them to be their place on the desert was like Machane Shechine. The Anane HaKvod were above. Mm-hmm. So in order to go to toilet, they had to go out of the Machane, out of the clouds. Yes? So Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to defend them, to be under the keeping of the Anane HaKvod, yes? Because Anane HaKvod were like ironing their clothes and making air condition for them, their weather. Yes? And also everything was okay, was better, was defending from the sun, from everything, and from the snakes, and from the difficult of the up, down, and mountains. But outside it wasn't like that. So he helped them. So if they would have the natural, positive point of view, to see the half full, they could interpret it, this fact that the food is not coming out, like positive explanation, like the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted, for the real reason that the Kodesh Baruch Hu made it. So that's why they were claiming about this sin of complaining. Okay? So that was very, very, very important point. Okay, now I'm continuing. Va'anu umdim. So he's saying, Maharal is describing this lack of repeating many times. Larry, you can take stand there, sit here, bring chair, be close to us, not far away. Yes, you are invited. We want to see you closer. Yeah, that's prepared for you. Okay? Ve'anu, omdim chas v'sholem ba'onesh hazeh. We are standing on this punishment. עד שהדורות האלו שינו דרך הראשונים, ואין הולכים בעקבותם. So he's saying, he spoke about his generation. Like, let's say if you are under this already go. His generation is saying, changing from the ראשונים, not following them. שעיקר התורה הייתה בפיהם ובלשונם, ואתה הוסר דבר זה מאיתנו לגמרי. Saying their main speech was about Torah. And now we are losing that. And the fact that people are not attached to the Torah cause damage for the generation. Things the Torah should be attached to you with your mouth, with your emotions, heart. ואל יחשוב החושב כי דבר זה הוא רק קלקול הדור. הדבר הזה הוא קלקול הדור מכל וכל. כאשר אין התורה איתם בפיהם, ואין התורה קרובה להם. ועל דבר זה, אוי ואבוי על גודל שברנו. Okay, so he's saying, don't think that's the only negative thing that happened on the generation, yes? ועוד אמרו, yes, חזל said in addition, הלומד תורה ומשכחה. Someone that is learning Torah, ay, 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 ay. הוא דוימה לאישה שקוברת בניה. Yes? Let's say a woman that her baby or kid was niftar, passed away. You can understand how much trauma is it and being mourning. So that's how we should treat losing Torah that we already had. Yes? כמו שהרחנו הזה בפרק שני. אבל אתה בדור הזה אינם עוברים עשה, שאינם שומרים את התורה, גם שיהיה משכחים התורה בשביל ריבוי תוירה. Yes? Saying on his generation, they are not keeping the Torah, and that caused the Torah to be forgotten, בשביל ריבוי תורה. שאין הדבר כך כלל, אין יהיה הרבה, אין יהיה מעט, תחילת לימודם התורה שלא תישאר אצלם התורה כלל. Saying, it's not a problem of learning too much that you cannot remember so many details. He's explaining that the problem starts with your purpose of learning. Yes? When you start learning, you should think, have aiming and target and purpose to remember that. Not only just to go over, yes? Yeah, so if now I will stop for a second to describe that from different physical point of view. On the courses of psychology, they are dividing into three groups. One is the Zikaron le'tvach katzar, the shortest short-term memory is something that I saw, I didn't have any intention to remember, but if I will ask 2 seconds afterwards, I may remember. Let's say I'm going next to a car, and someone I read the number on sign of the street, so it's not important to me. So if someone will ask me immediately after 1-2 seconds, I will be able to say, but not more than 2-3 seconds. There is something else that I am preparing myself to examine. Yes. So the kids at school, 6, 8, 9, 11, 12 years old, learning for the exam. So they are learning in order, making signs in order to remember that three days ahead. Yes, 1 week ahead, but not forever. But adult person that thinking and wants to have aspirations for himself, so he can learn things in a way that he will remember that forever. Yes, that's like how Avrechim should learn. And that's what he means that a person should do while he's learning Torah. You should learn not only to understand this text that I am learning, also to remember that, to put that into ourselves. So that makes some consequences. Let's say I'm more concentrated. When I finish a few points, I'm repeating myself. I'm counting that. The Kushiyah or summarizing. The Kushiyah was like that, and there were two answers, two different options, okay? And the difference is ABC, okay? So that's a way to learn in the proper way in order to be able to remember that long time ahead, okay? Now he is saying, Ve'alzeh, because of that people are not learning this way, Itonen Adam ki gala mimeno kvod ha-Torah hoda va-adara. So that's why we should be mourning, because the honor of the Torah and the beautiful beauty of the Torah and all the inspirations of the Torah was exiled from us. We do not have that, like naked. So we should be very ashamed that we change ourselves from the previous generations. והכל בשביל שיאמר שהוא מחדד עצמו בפלפול. וואו. That's a new thing that he's saying. That applies maybe also to our generation. So there were yeshivot on his time. And these yeshivot were learning sometimes very pilpul. Yes, with kushiyah and terutz and very complicated. Yes, very deep. But he's saying that comes on account of remembering. Yes. So I know that Rosh Yeshivot like Rav Shach used to say that every Yeshiva should learn the whole Masechta during the Zman, not only the first 2 pages. These days they are learning very slowly at the major first line of Yeshivot. So I don't want to speak Lashon Hara, but I'm just making citations of what Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said, Rav Shach said, and many G'dolei Torah, Rav Steinman, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, yes, my Mashgiach was Rav Meir Chodesh. Once he took a student and told him, you know what, he spoke about the importance of learning Zohar Torah. So say, we cannot. So So he told this student, okay, tomorrow you have free day. You are taking Gemara and learning by yourself 4 hours and come to me to tell me how much you succeeded. Or 3 hours, okay? So the Talmid, this Talmid succeeded to learn and to understand page and half. So he told him, if you are making that in 3 hours, so during 9 hours that you have during the day to learn, so you can make that 3 times. So try to make that 3 times tomorrow, yes? Wow. And come to tell me. And we followed him a few weeks till he succeeded to make it that, yes? And Rav Meir Chodesh never demanded from student something that he haven't done by himself. Everything done by himself that he demanded. Yes? So let's say, I will give you the examples that I once was taught. There was a kid that went to circus in Hebrew, yes? Mm-hmm. To see the performance with his father. And it's so amazing, like how someone came with a huge elephant, and the elephant took a pillar and pick it up and down and put it aside according to the directions of his master, and he took with his headache, with his nose, his master put it on his back and make everything, and with his right hand, his right leg, left leg, whatever he was told, and every time he gave him a cube of sugar, whatever, and okay, very fun. When they finished the performance, so he took the rope of this elephant and he tied it to a small stick which was on the ground. Okay, but during the performance he took his master that was 80 kilograms on his back. He took a pillar made of wood which is 120 kilograms up and down and do everything. So the kid asked his father, Daddy, I don't understand. This elephant can move things which are a few hundred kilograms. So how he can be catched by the rope with a small pin into the ground? So his father told him, you know what? Let's ask his trainer. Trainer, you say?
Yeah.
Yes, he came to the trainer after the performance and asked him, how you explain that? So he laughed and said, I will tell you the truth. When this elephant was baby elephant, 2 months, we put him on the same stick, pin. And he tried to run right, left, and he didn't succeed. He tried 1 month, 2 months, 3 times. After 20 times, he get used. And he never tried that again.
Wow.
If he would try, he would succeed. So what my rabbis told me, that's the problem of, that's the psychological problem of the students. Yeah. That they get used 30 years, 40 years, that they are able to learn just Mishneh without Gemara, or just Chumash without Mishneh. And when they start the Gemara, they just this Masechet, but not Vomes, and not Nideh, and not Chulin. And even they learn that, okay, I can understand the Gemara, but just with the Gemara with Rashi, without Tosfot, just with Shoteshe, just without the Aloche, without the Shach, and the Taz, and the Priskim, and the all everything. So that's the limitation, imagination limitations that we are putting into ourselves.
Wow.
And if we would decide we are able to, we could do everything.
Wow.
Yes? Wow. So we are like the elephant that is mistaken. We have huge power that we are not using.
Wow.
Yes? And once again, every time coming to back to the science, that the scientists searched how much percentage of our of the cells of the brain we are using, even not 1-2 thousandths. Yes, we have millions of storage place and calculation places, and we are not using not 10%, not 5%, just a few. Yes, and that's chaval. Yes, so at least
we are at least now we are in inspiring ourselves to know at least what to do, and that's what Maharal is saying. So so he's saying people the yeshiva bochim that he saw were learning pilpul without learning as should do. ואף אם היה הדבר כמו שאמרו, even that people, it would be true that it's good to sharpen our brain with the pilpul. Yes, pilpul means negotiation, קושיה, אינטרות, like discussion. Yes, הלא אמרו בפרק ההורי, אז קטו שמה הס ואחר כך קטט. So הס, what's הס? First, listen. Listen, learn the material to have what to discuss about, and then cut it into pieces. Yes, you are taking you want to prepare good breakfast, so you are taking a few vegetables, a tomato, cucumber, carrot, whatever. You are washing that, then you are starting to cut small pieces, and then you are eating. So he's saying first you should gather knowledge, data, and then you can prepare that. Piresh Rashi Zal, Shtok ve'azen lishmatcha ad shtei shgura b'ficha, ve'achar kach tachtechena ve'akshe aliyah. First you must repeat many times till it will be familiar with you. Then cut it and make kushiyot as you want to make kushiyot, ve'taretz terutzim, ad shetitiyashev lecha. Kede rove, like Rove was saying, דאמר רובה, רובה was used to say, לא ילמד ילמד אדם תורה, ואחר כך יגיע, עד כאן. First person should learn, and afterwards to think about, is it true, why it doesn't contradict the other source that I know and to discuss. הרי לך, כי אף אם היה פלפול של אמת, even if your negotiation is true, צריך שיהיה קודם אליו הגרסה. First you must collect and gather all the data. ומכל שכן, כי איך יאמרו שהם מחדדים? אין זה אלא שמתאפשים טיפשוס גמור. So he's saying it's not true that they are making sharpening their brain. It's just becoming more silly. Why? והרי איננו רואות החידוד הזה, ומה שאלו בידם. He's saying I saw young students that were negotiating and making קושיות and תירוצים which weren't true at all. והנה הבחורים רכי השנים. אם היה במגרסה דיאנקותה, אין ספק כלל שהיו גילים ויודעים כמה וכמה מסכתות קודם שיכנסו לחופה לסן אשים. He's saying, normally it's supposed to be that everyone before his marriage already will know a few מסכתות. בעל פה. How like should be. ואתה אין להם מאומה בידם. He's saying, now they do not know why. והכל בשביל שלימודם תוספות. תוספת דבר שהוא שפה. וכי לא טוב היה שיקנה גוף התלמוד קודם, והכל בשביל שהתבסו התוספות יצא הגמרא, saying that making a lot of all the קושיות and תירוצים which are on the ראשונים תוספות, but the basic knowledge that are learning much less. ואילו נתפסו פסקי הראש ושאר חידושים שחיברו האחרונים מנוחתן כבוד אצל הגמרא, היו הכל עומדים על שיטת ההלכה אף הנערים הקטנים. saying on his generation was just the Tosfot of the Gemara. Afterwards, like these days, there is also Piskei Tosfot. So he's saying, if you would look at the Piskei Tosfot, that bring you from the Gemara into the Halacha. The three sources of the two Besosef were Rosh and Rambam and the Rosh, Rambam, Rif. Yes, that all these three were major pillars to come to the halacha. Yes, so they're saying this kind of knowledge we should do. Yes, kima lenarim el dvarim elu shadavar ze gorim lo she'eno omed al shitat halacha al buriyah. Saying if these kids are just making pilpul, so they won't know practically what to do on what should be the halacha every case. Ki ech hagdolim vaktanim yishvu yachad bilimudam. Saying it can't be that the old person that is learning 20 years and a kid that is learning 15 or 20 years would be the same. Shouldn't be like that. ואם אומרים לאבי הנער שיניח ללמוד לבנו שיטת ההלכה ולא ללמוד עדיין התוספות, כאילו אומרים לו שלא ללמוד כלל. כי אין אף חפץ, רק בשם. Saying if you will tell father to learn, leave your kid to learn halacha kli, what's the conclusion? Without the tosot, he will think that you are telling him not to learn at all. Why? Because he wants to be admired. Those who can make kushiyah in the woods and turn their finger like that while they're making kushiyot, they look respected. He's very sharp, very clever. Yes, there is these days also on the yeshivot, regular yeshivot, pillars, not pillars. Ladders.
Ladders.
Ladders. But we should choose a ladder which is preferred in front of Hashem. Yes, it's not only how you look bright from a side, it's whatever shamayim that you have, and to try to come into conclusion of avir aloch. Okay, so Bezrat Hashem, next time I came to Vine Rachnu Baze, and from there here we'll continue next time. Thank you very, very, very much. Yeah.